Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. And that's what all of us should be singing right now is Love from the Heart. God bless Stevie Wonder. We got down on both knees yesterday and just for the incredible, powerful music that he has contributed to our consciousness for more than 30-some years. I am your hosting guide, Jojapa Maria N. Saroma, and Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that is blocking fulfillment in life, or what I like to call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I broadcast live, and the show is then repeated Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you now to sit back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, for this last month of September, this current month of September, last month was August, I was doing August's theme because I had some times when I had to disrupt, and one time I actually couldn't even broadcast. I only got like 15 minutes of it in. And so I've actually brought the theme, August theme, into September. That theme, of course, was deep change. But tonight I will finally share the September theme of living on purpose. September is a mineral month, the last mineral month of the year. So tonight I want to talk to you about stepping into the fifth dimension. Now, before I get started, I'd like you to know that in addition to listening through your computer or other gadgets that access the internet, you may listen to the live broadcast and or call into my show at this phone number. It is area code 323-927-2913. Again, that's 323-927-2913. Also, the web link provided on my Facebook page, or you may receive it in a constant contact email, it serves as the archive link. So if for some reason you're unable to listen live, you can listen later. Now, what a time we are living in this hurricane season. It's just really been unprecedented. We've had one Category 5, no less than Category 3 storm after another. I think we've gone through at least four or five letters in the alphabet, and there are places in the Caribbean that really have just been totally, totally disrupted. People have lost everything. Businesses have been, you know, just shut down. It is really, for a lot of people, the experience of the end of the world. And then to add to that, we've had earthquakes in Mexico. There's been fires also burning in different parts of the world. There's been other hurricane, they call them typhoons, out in Asia, in the Pacific Ocean as well. So it's been really a very, very challenging time in regards to the weather. Then you lay on top of that just a lot of insanity that's going on politically, both here and abroad. And we are really in a very, very stressful time. So if you've been feeling stress and you're kind of thinking that it's just about you, well, it's not. We're really living in a very stressful time. And so it's really important, and I hope I remember to remind you of this before the end of my broadcast, but it's really important that you take some time to disconnect from the television, from the computer, from your cell phone, from Facebook or Instagram, and just get yourself still so that you can breathe and allow yourself to experience being still, really being quiet. And one of the first things that may happen is the anxiety, the stress that you are grappling with may come to the surface. You may be feeling grief. It's a lot of grief going on, especially after so much loss that has been happening to so many people. And that's okay. That's okay. It's important to allow yourself to feel those emotions. Don't interact with them. Just feel them. They need to come up and out. And so give yourself time to be still. Feel those emotions, and then say a prayer of gratitude. Go into gratitude. That is the antidote for anxiety. Really think about what you are grateful for right now. And again, because so many people, including people in Houston, and in Louisiana, Tennessee, even people in Georgia and the Carolinas have lost things and had homes damaged by strong winds or flooding. You know, what is it that you can be grateful for right now? With the news that did get reported, when they were able to talk to people who have come through this weather, so many of them said, I am so grateful that my family is alive or that I'm alive. I can rebuild my home or I can get another home, but it's so wonderful that I'm still with my family. So what is it you're grateful for? And spend time just really saying that aloud or writing it down, but let that be what your mind focuses on. Also, this is a time to dream. It's a time to really think about what you would like your future to look like, feel like, taste like, sound like. So stretch yourself out, but do not stay stuck in the fear, in the stress, in the anxiety of what it is that we're going through. So I'd like to, as I always do, open up with the ancestors. And like I did last week, I want to call on them for help again, because we really, really need it. There is no way that we can move through and get through the challenges that are being presented. And it's like it's layered, you know. It's like it's coming at us in so many layers. And it's almost like our nervous system isn't able to really handle all the layers that are happening. So we need help so that we don't get so overwhelmed that we just throw our hands up and say we don't care. We want to continue to care. We want to continue to be able to make decisions that are going to be beneficial, that are going to be generative. But we can't do that alone. We need help. And so join with me right now as I call out to the ancestors. And I did do an ancestor plate this morning. I was really conscious of that, inviting them in and really letting them know we need some help. So ancestors, 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 again, we are calling out to you to come and be with us and give us the guidance, give us the wisdom, give us access to the remembering of the truth of who we are in this time of great stress, of great disruption, of great transformation, of deep change. And help us, help us, help us, you who can see in all directions, you for whom problems here are not problems there. We welcome the loving guidance, the loving presence of you in our lives now, right now, very right now. And so, Creator, thank you for these wonderful emissaries and for access to them that you have given us. And we ask and thank you for this help in the name of all that is holy. And I say amen. Asheho asashi. So it is. So it is. Wow. You know, I am here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'm in a situation where I'm actually 17 floors above the ground. So I get a really wonderful panoramic view of the city and the city lights and the actually can see some of the sun setting right now. And it's been very warm out here. And I've heard from family in New York that it was also warm there. So there's kind of like this warm trend that is going on. It's surprising because, right, autumn has arrived. And so, of course, we're thinking about the cool air taking over in these parts of the country. And so, you know, there's something about that heat. It was almost like we were given some help to relax and to, you know, just kind of chill out for this weekend because of all the stress that is going on. So I want to offer some elemental wisdom for today, Sunday the 24th through Saturday, the 30th of September. This is a mineral week that we are coming to. So a mineral week and a mineral month in a fire year. And, of course, mineral is all about remembering your purpose, which I'm going to also be alluding to and talking about in tonight's broadcast. So the message continues to be the opportunity is to allow the power of love to remind you of whom you truly are, what you really want to do, have, and be in your life. Follow your heart and soul and take the necessary risk to experience your true power and uniqueness. So here's some distractions from that you want to avoid. Number one, choosing to stay in confusion. I remember when I first told somebody that confusion was a choice, they looked at me like I was crazy. But I said, no, you have to understand that. You really don't have to stay confused. You can choose to come out of it. So we definitely want to do that. We choose to come out of confusion, not stay in it. Number two, engaging in melodramas. And a lot of times that has to do with being involved in stuff that really isn't about you, instead of focusing on you. So avoid the melodrama. Number three, taking on problems and challenges that you have the ability to tackle, but which are not for you to do because they are not in alignment with your higher purpose. Again, another message about staying focused on you and your uniqueness, your perspective, what you are doing, and let other people work on their own stuff. They don't need you to ride shotgun over their lives. Ride shotgun over your life, and you will be much happier in the end. Number four, the fear of failure. The fear of failure. Do not let that run your life this week or any week. Face it and then open up to learning how to let go of it, because you've got to take risks if you're going to move forward and grow and heal. And last but not least, number five, procrastination. Or really avoiding dealing with your truth, dealing with the things that are going to help you get to your happy endings in life. So the mineral week coming up, a good time to remember being on purpose, living on purpose, which is what I'm going to be talking about in just a few minutes. Now, astrologically, I just want to remind you that on September 20th, we just had a new moon in Virgo. And this was about really getting some opportunities for transformational thinking and seeing your world from a completely new perspective. And so I'm hoping that most of you out there did have some insights or, you know, some awarenesses show up that helped you realize what you needed to shift, or that you actually made that shift, that you really get it, that we've got to let go of the past and move into something new and to see things from a different perspective is very, very, very beneficial to us at this time. Wow. So tonight, I am going to talk about stepping into the fifth dimension. Because living on purpose is what this world, and especially the Western world, has to embrace if we are to be able to really honor and take care of this planet and all the wonderful things that we have access to in life. I was watching with my friend this morning, who is here as my audience, which I'm always so grateful for. And we were watching Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And there was a woman on, and I forget her name, but she had written about food and making the connection between food and your emotional self and your healing challenges, and how so much about your relationship with food can really, how can I say, uncover, if you will, help you uncover some places in your life that you're blocked, where you're stuck, or things that go back to your childhood that, again, you've just never processed. And what she was talking about some of her own experiences, and what was coming out of that was how so much of her challenge was with overeating, and learning how to be able to just eat when hungry, to stop eating when you're full. And so, again, just talking about, you know, what healthy eating really looks like. And, you know, as I was listening to her, I was thinking about, wow, you know, there are so many people on this planet for whom the problem of overeating is never going to be their issue, because they're in a situation where they don't have enough food. And I just really thought about that, like, wow. You know, there are things here in the Western world where we have so much material abundance, and we have problems that other people could really just never imagine. You know, because when you're hungry, you know, you can't imagine, like, the issue is having too much food, eating too much. It's really, really interesting. And so I put that out there just to say how we in Western culture have gotten so out of balance, so out of balance. And it's really important that we become more conscious of that and take note of that and know that we really do have the power to get ourselves back in balance. To get back into balance. And one of the reasons that I know that's true is because of the evolutionary nature of the universe, how we really are here to evolve. And my opening quote that went along with my announcement was by Lao Tzu, the great Eastern philosopher, who said, "The key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into our awareness." So that's why I want to talk to you about the fifth dimension. I'm going to start tonight reviewing about deep change, because deep change is related, of course, to getting ourselves to those higher dimensions of consciousness. And I'm also then going to talk about what the multiple dimensions of consciousness are, you know. What does that really mean? And I'm going to take you on a little walk through the third, the fourth, and the fifth dimensions. And then I'm going to give you a personal challenge for stepping into the fifth dimension. And if you access my Facebook page, I did put out, of course, the Fifth Dimensions recording of The Age of Aquarius, that wonderful song, and Let the Sunshine In. So cool. Back in the 70s. And, oh, wait, I think it was at the end of the 60s that song came out, like 1969. But it's a great reminder that we really are in a new time. We're in a new age. And it's time for us to start acting like that. It really, really is. You know, I had an opportunity to this week, in more of a way than I usually would, to watch 45 Donald Trump as he was talking I think it was at the UN giving his speech or something. And then they showed some Twitter stuff that he did and this and that. And he is just so rude and obtuse. And I just want to say that, you know, because we really should expect that someone who is in the level of leadership and responsibility that he is in to have grace, to be polite, to be conscientious, to be compassionate, that it really is not okay for the president, someone in the position of president of the United States, to talk in the manner that he talks. It's not okay. So if anybody was out there was really questioning that, I just wanted to make sure you knew that, yeah, it's really not okay. And it's very three-dimensional, and I'll talk to you more about why that is. So let me jump back to deep change, what we've been talking about, what I've been talking about previously, how we are at a time as humans that in our lives we have to be more conscious about the fact that change is going to happen. I think when my mom was coming up, and she grew up in the 30s into the 40s, 50s, coming out of depression and war as, you know, the realities of what they had to deal with. And so they wanted to really, especially by the 50s, lock things down, you know, get a job that you could stay in forever, get a home you could stay in forever, get a relationship you could stay in forever. And the 60s come, and all that shit started falling apart. Everything started to change. Everything blew up. And, of course, that was really difficult if, you know, what you've been pursuing is locking things down. But since the 60s, we really have in our culture come to an awareness and a reality that things are changing. And we're now at a time where we've got to move into deep change, especially in terms of what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about others, what we believe about our existence as humans. Because, you know, you've got pictures from the Hubble telescope that tell us that there's all these galaxies out there and, you know, the outer reaches of outer space have actually been accessed by probes. You know, we have a really different perspective in terms of our existence as humans. So I talked about the importance of us throwing out the clock around change, that we have to just open up and surrender to the process. I talked about the importance of going in, really learning how to have an experience and a relationship with your internal self, with your inner landscape, to really be able to listen to yourself, through your intuition, through your heart, through your spirit guides, whatever. But this going in is so important. And to do that, you got to get still. And we're in a culture where, you know, the ever-ready bunny is always going. Well, we need to stop, and we got to get still, because we've got to remember the truth of who we are as a divine beings, that we are not here to be disposed of. We are not here to not grow, not evolve. We're here to have our happy endings in life, to be fulfilled in life. And so remembering that truth and getting to our unique purpose comes from taking risk. And so we have to have the courage and the will to take risk, to step away from what we've known and to venture forth into the unknown, into new territory. And whether we do that emotionally or spiritually or physically, we need to do that. And deep change is the experience of evolution. And as human beings, that's what we are here to do. We are here to evolve. And evolution is a natural and powerful force of the universe. Now, how do we know this? Well, we know it because a little zygote in a woman's womb actually transforms over a 9-month period and becomes what we call a baby. And that baby actually grows and develops into an old person at some point and dies. You know, so there's this force, and this isn't something that we make up as humans. This isn't something we can control. I don't care how much information there is about there about getting rid of wrinkles and, you know, all of that. No, you're going to age, whether you like it or not. You just get to choose how you want to be with that. But this is a very natural force in the universe, this evolutionary force. And so instead of being afraid of it, instead of resisting it, what if we really embrace it? What if we help ourselves grow our ability, grow our capacity to work within the reality of evolution? Wow, think about that. What if we stop resisting the evolutionary nature of the universe? What if we were able to believe that the only way that we are going to get to our happy endings in life, to get to fulfillment in life, is to say yes to the evolutionary journey? That all of us get presented with in the journey of our life. What if that were true? Wow. That would be amazing, wouldn't it? It would be really, really amazing. So I want to share with you about these dimensional realities of our evolutionary process as human beings, and why the fifth dimensional one is so important. And just a little background for those of you that may not know. So in 2012, December 21st, 2012, a prophecy from the Mayan and from other indigenous cultures talks about that the human race would end one cycle of evolution and step into another one. And some ancient peoples called the cycle that we completed the age of separation. And that the new cycle that we were moving into is the age of illumination. And this illumination is about stepping into a higher level of consciousness, a higher dimension of consciousness. And so here's what that means. Here's an analogy that I think can help you really be clear about what that means. A dimension is really about, you know, a particular space with height and width, you know, and diagonals, you know, I mean, that's the technical term for it. So dimensional reality we can think of as a house. And I'm going to share with you some information to help you understand the three houses that are significant to us right now and that we most are with. Because there are many, it's multiple houses that exist in the universe, but I'm just going to focus on these three. So if you think about a house, right, it's got a roof, it's got a doorway, it's got windows, it's got floors in it, so it has different levels. It can have, like, you know, three floors, four floors, whatever. But within that house, there will be many different kind of aspects to it. So it has its own unique characteristics, its own limits, okay? And so I want to talk with you about the house that I call the third dimension. And this house is the house that all humans are born into. We're all born into a three-dimensional reality. And this house I call material reality and survival mentality, because this is the house where we're most concerned about our physical and our material needs. In other words, how am I going to eat? How am I going to be protected? Got to have a roof over my head. Yeah. And our spiritual and emotional needs are secondary to these material needs. And so this is the primary house as human beings we deal in. Now, to understand a little more, I'm going to also make reference to what relationships look like in this house, in this third dimensional house. And the relationships in this house, because it is about survival mentality, this is where the furniture is the furniture of codependency. This is where our pain bodies rule, especially, of course, as we grow in this house. This is where we believe that our happy endings are dependent upon people and things outside of our inner world. Because remember, like I said, our emotional and our spiritual needs are secondary. So this house is characterized by struggling and suffering. This is a third dimensional house. So it is a house that we all do go through. We have to go through this right now. You know, as we evolve, we may not have to go through this. We might be able to skip over it. But for right now, most people go through the third dimensional house. This is where we begin. This is where it all starts. Now, if you know about chakras, I'll throw this in. Of course, the colors in this house would be red and orange. So it would be the real root and the base colors. This house is the smallest house of the three that I'm going to talk about. So let's move now to a little bigger house, and this is the fourth dimensional house. This is the house where the furniture is more like, there's codependence, but it moves also into some independence. So I call this house material reality evolving to spiritual reality and maintenance mentality, because in this house, survival needs have been figured out, okay? So there isn't this kind of struggling and suffering about how am I going to eat, how am I going to sleep. It's more of a struggle about, can I make sure I maintain how I'm going to eat and how I'm going to sleep? In this house, you pay more attention to the emotional and spiritual needs. So in a relationship in this house, you're going to have at least one partner, one person, who begins to step into a healing path in order to maintain the connection to emotional and spiritual awareness. And in this house, because it's a process to begin stepping into these, what were secondary needs, the spiritual and the emotional, there's this movement back and forth between codependency and independence. this house, this fourth dimensional house, really characterizes, I would say, the majority of relationships in Western culture. This is what seems to be going on right now. People really storming and forming in relationships, trying to figure out how to, you know, get beyond just being about survival. How can my emotional and my spiritual needs be met in relationships? And again, if you know chakras, the colors in this house would include the red and the orange, but now you're going to add in the yellow, the pink, and the green as one partner at least, and it can be both persons, but at least one partner is kind of moving to, I want my emotional and spiritual needs met. So now we go to the biggest house out of these three-dimensional houses, and this is where we are at a point of real learning. This is where we have to really open up and be willing to discover and remember and uncover and even create in order to experience this next level of dimensional reality. And so this fifth house I call emotional and spiritual reality creates material reality, and it's about purpose mentality, meaning that if you're in this house, you're really clear that you are in this world for a purpose. And it's not a purpose that somebody gave to you. It's a purpose that you remember from inside. It's a purpose that you were born with. You're not doing this based on what you need to do in order to survive. You're doing this because it's your vocation. It's what you're called to. It's what fits your unique skill and ability, or it's what you love. It's what you love. And so the reason that we have to learn, you know, how to be in the fifth dimension is because for most people, work isn't about what we love. Work is about what do I have to do to pay my bills? What do I have to do to survive or maintain, you know, maintain my survival? So, but in this house, it's like you're able to really move into a clarity about your purpose. And you accept the scientific proof and the indigenous wisdom about the fact that what you think and believe is what's going to show up in your life, that you actually get to co-create your material reality based on what you're thinking, feeling, and believing about yourself and about the world. And so if you want things to be different, you have to shift that. It's not about building a new house. It's about shifting what you're believing. Then the new house can show up. So in regards to relationships in the fifth dimensional house, this is where, and again, this we really, really have to take on learning. So this is a vision. This is where each partner has the willingness and the commitment to practice what I call personal sovereignty. And personal sovereignty is where, as an individual, I take full responsibility for my joy, my happiness, for getting to my happy endings in life. I don't make my partner or anything outside myself responsible for that. I realize that my power is within. And so I also know how to discern and make sure that I'm connecting myself with and aligning myself with people, places, and things that can support me in that responsibility. Okay? So there's no codependency here. There's no codependent furniture in this house. The furniture in this house is all about interdependence and parity. And interdependence is where, again, I'm full and I bring something to the relationship to share. And so each person does that. Interdependence and parity. It's also about a willingness and an ability to emotionally and spiritually give and receive support for your unique purpose. So in other words, I'm not in this just for what somebody can do for me or what I can get out of the situation. I'm in it because I brought something that I want to share, and I'm open and vulnerable to receive something back. So there's a reciprocity that is able to go on in this fifth-dimensional house. In fifth-dimensional house, the relationship is understood as a loving container for personal growth, personal healing, and well-being. I'll say that again. Relationships in the fifth-dimensional house is understood as a loving container for personal healing, growth, and well-being. Wow. What a lovely vision. No room for pain body drama and Rama in the fifth-dimensional house. So it's really cool because it gives us something to work toward. It gives us something to know that we can achieve. But like I said, we've got to work on that. We've got to stretch ourselves and grow ourselves to get to that fifth-dimensional house. And, of course, the colors in this house would be the red and the orange, the yellow, the pink, and the green, but also now we get the blue and the indigo and the white. So it's a much more colorful house than the third-dimensional house. So here's a personal challenge that I want to throw out there. I want you to think about. And before I say that, let me just go over quickly the three dimensions that I'm talking about. So the first one, the third dimensional house, is all about survival, right? And it's about the physical and the material. It's the suffering and struggling around, am I going to eat? Am I going to have a house? You know, am I going to have a job? You know, am I going to be okay? You know. That's the third dimensional reality. And so I put all my time and attention into just staying alive, just staying alive. The fourth dimensional house is, okay, I've figured out how to stay alive, but now I want to maintain that. And so to do that, I realize that I've got to also consider my emotional and spiritual wellness, that just focusing on the material alone is not going to do it. I've got to expand my consciousness into the areas of emotion and spirit. And so in this house, I am growing myself away from codependency, where I give my power over to others or to things outside of myself. I'm really learning how to love myself in the fourth dimensional house. This is where I'm growing myself. And then in the fifth dimensional house is where I've grown myself, and now I'm ready to be in relationship in a way that is interdependent, because I'm no longer focusing on my survival or even the maintenance of my survival. I'm focusing now on my purpose. I want to be in alignment with what it is that I am really here to do. And so in this house is where, again, this is this vision of parity and personal sovereignty and relationship as this loving container. So here's a personal challenge this week. I want you to think about and identify what house you are currently living out of most of the time. Is it 3D? Are you worrying about your survival most of the time? Is it fourth dimensional? Are you kind of, okay, I know how to take care of myself, but how do I maintain it? And how do I access my emotions and my spiritual consciousness more? Or have you moved into the fifth house? Are you in a position to feel like, yes, I know that I am responsible and that I have the power of choice, that I'm not a victim to life, that I don't believe the world is out to get me. I believe it's out to gift me. And so I want to be able to be on purpose and to be supported in that. So where are you at most of the time right now? And be honest with yourself. The next part of this is, for wherever you're at most of the time, what needs to shift in your thinking and your belief system in order to move to the next house, meaning the next level of dimensional reality? And this is a tough one because you may not be aware of what needs to shift, but you can learn that. So this isn't something that you need to answer right away. It's something you need to take and contemplate. Like, just spend some time letting it sit in the front of your brain. What is it that needs to shift so that I can eventually get to that fifth dimensional health? And remember, like I said, there's higher dimensions. There are 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean, you can keep going on. So, but what needs to shift so that you can move forward? And we need to move forward. I think one of the wonderful evolutionary things, one of the evolutionary teachings that Donald Trump does for the world is he gives a great depiction of what it looks like when you're stuck in three-dimensional reality. That's what that is so much about. And three-dimensional reality is very much characterized by fear, lots and lots of fear, being afraid, and transferring that fear onto everything, everyone that you come into contact. So moving out of that is really important for our existence. We can't get to our happy endings by staying in the third dimensional house. It's pretty impossible. Wow. Fifth dimension, this is good stuff. Good stuff. You know, when I think about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago, when I first began my journey to growing my consciousness, when I first began to set off on my journey to the fifth dimensional house, which I have to tell you, I'm not there all the time. I'm there a lot. I go kicking and screaming at times, like, really? You know, I got to live on purpose? Wait a minute. I kind of like that, you know, flipping back and forth between, you know, codependency and personal sovereignty. That kind of works for me, you know, doing the swinging back and forth. But eventually you have to make a choice and you have to stick with it. You have to stick with it. And the universe is very helpful, and so are the ancestors, because they want us to win. They want us to be, you know, evolved. But I'll tell you, it's really a journey. And the other observation that I've made over these 20 years is it's much it's not so much it's easier, but there is much more support in existence today than it was 20 years ago to get to that fifth-dimensional house. Much more support. And so all of the cosmological things that have been going on, like the 2012 shift and even the solar eclipse that we had in August, which really took the roof off of the fourth dimensional plane so that we can more easily step into the fifth dimensional plane. You know, all of these things have been there and they're supporting us. So that's really cool. That's really wonderful. Because I can tell you, you know, I'm here broadcasting every week and talking about some things that there was only maybe four people that I knew that I could have these conversations with. That wouldn't look at me like, oh, my God, she's insane. What is she talking about? You know? So things have progressed. Times have changed. It is definitely a new world that we are in and that we're moving through. So I'm here to tell you that it's doable. So take the challenge. Think about what house do you live out of most of the time and why? You know, ask yourself why. What house and why? And then go into contemplation about getting to that next level of consciousness, that next house. What needs a shift in your thinking and your belief system in order to move to the next level? What's got to be let go of? Or what has to be opened up to in order for your evolutionary experience to happen? Wow. I love talking about this stuff. I really, really do. It's really, really fun for me. And I love supporting people who are ready to make that move. It's just very fulfilling. And so for all of you out there who have been struggling in the third dimensional house and not really thinking there was anything more, I hope that this information has helped you be able to take the risk and move yourself to a higher dimension of living on this planet. So I'd like to close out with a thank you to Miss Yvette Parker, my wonderful technician and the vice president of Black Hole Radio, and to the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to give me voice to share this stuff that I love talking about so much. I also want to shout out to my wonderful audience. Thank you, Miss Carmen. You're a great audience. It's nice to have a presence when I'm doing this, although I know virtually there are more people out there listening. And, of course, I am so grateful to all my regular listeners, all those who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are, to my family and spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters. Asa and Ina, I know you're back over in Africa or on your way. Know that you are blessed and held in the highest for this wonderful work you're doing there. And to those who are listening in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't do this without your listenership. Now, next week, my theme for October is about creativity, which is one of the most wonderful aspects of the evolutionary nature of the universe. So tune in to learn how creativity can help you get to your happy endings in life. Also, don't forget to check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, and as well as the Black Hole Radio's page.
And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous mineral week, and remember that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.